Just as soon as your letters save him. Iraq, 2 weeks later. He was dying. That knowledge drifted through the darkness Dash Sinclair found himself within as he became aware of the fact that he was aware. He'd be amused if the part of himself that had awakened had the ability to be amused. Sadly, the only ability it seemed to have was keeping him alive, when all he wanted to do was give up and drift away. He was 30 years old, no doubt lying in yet another hospital, buried beneath more drugs, the clock ticking off the seconds, the hours since he'd known there was no avoiding the missile he'd heard whining its way to the chopper he and his men were in. The 11 men he'd commanded for the past years had been laughing, teasing each other, sharing their plans of how they'd spend their leave once they landed. How they'd leave the harsh desert behind for 6 weeks and return to the States. They'd return to family, girlfriends, or simply friends. They'd be welcomed, hugged, and pulled back into the lives they'd left behind to fight a war halfway around the world. They wouldn't return to an empty tent, and they wouldn't search for missions to take until the next unit came together once again. Now, they wouldn't be returning home either. The blurred, distant knowledge that the soldiers he'd commanded were dead weighed on him. That knowledge didn't affect the beast that pulled him from that place where he could just drift away, though. Snarling and clawing, the animal dragged him back, held him with each fierce heartbeat, and refused to let go. That secret, hidden part of who and what he was snapped at the darkness, threatened to wreak havoc, to break free and reveal itself if Dash didn't pull himself from oblivion, and all he wanted to do was let go. Every day of his life had been survival. No friends, no family, no one to call his own. Claiming someone meant making explanations. It meant trusting someone with his secrets, secrets that could reveal who he was, what he was. It was a risk he couldn't take. He was alone. And so tired of merely existing rather than living. And why was he living when the men he'd commanded, men with friends, families, wives, and lovers, were dead?
"Well, Dash, it would seem you have a fan."
The voice of his commanding officer, Colonel Thomas, penetrated the darkness and the hidden primal rage. His words caused Dash to jerk alert despite the pain that assailed him as he did so. He had no fans, no friends or family, and he had lost his unit. He was damned tired of hiding and fighting, and he couldn't let himself just sleep. And now the animal he had always fought to deny was awake as it had never been before, and forcing him to listen, to pay attention.
"A nice little girl named Cassie sent you a letter. Let me read this to you real fast. I'll answer her until you're well enough to do it yourself. But I have a feeling this little girl would get right pissed if you didn't eventually answer."
His commander cleared his throat.
"Listen close now. You don't want to miss a word of this."
And he began to read.
"I liked your name best when the teacher gave us the list. Dash Sinclair. It has a very nice sound to it, I think. Mama said it's a very brave, very handsome name. And she bets you like it lots. I thought it sounded like a daddy's name. I bet you have lots of little girls, and I bet they are very proud of your name. I don't have a daddy, but if I had one, then I would like a name like that for my daddy."
He had created his own name, long ago, far away. Created a name he had prayed would hide his past. Then he had fought to change himself as well. But he didn't have lots of little girls, and he wasn't a daddy. The words his commander read seeped into his brain as a sense of urgency began to fill him.
"My mama, her name is Elizabeth, and she has black hair, kinda like me, and pretty blue eyes, but my eyes are kinda blue too. I have a really pretty mama, Dash. She makes me cookies and even tells me it's okay to talk to the fairy that lives in my room with me. My mama is really nice. My mama says you are a very brave man."